Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I tell the stories of art, artists, and interview people in the arts. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I am an artist, art historian, teacher, and mentor. This is episode 89 of Art Talk, and today I have a conversation with Louise Fowler.
Fowler.
And Louise is an oil painter based in Cornwall, but she's also a musician. So I really wanted to have a chat with her. Welcome, Louise. I'm really happy that finally I have you on as my guest today.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, hasn't it? But we got here.
Yeah, you got here. So I want to start with a quote. I often do this. And this one is, again, one of my favorite painters, Leonardo da Vinci. And he says, "The eye is the window of the soul, the prince of our senses." And I have, well, princess of our senses, maybe. But anyways, since you paint and have painted numerous eyes, especially in close-up, can you relate to the quote?
I can, yeah, I can. And it is as well. It's the focal point of any portrait, anything I do. It's straight to the eye first. It leads the painting, really.
It leads the painting.
For me.
Yeah. But you also have eyes.
Yeah.
Huge eyes.
Well, yeah. So huge. Yes. Yeah. So after I painted three portraits, and then I thought, well, I'm really interested in the eye. So I want to get into it. I want to get closer. I want to get bigger. And I did, and I really enjoyed it. And I made them really colourful and big and bright. And I just did it for me. And I absolutely love doing it.
Yeah. I love eyes too. They're very special. They tell you something. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's a thing with portrait painters. But what do you love eyes in real life? Do you like look at people's eyes in real life?
Yes, I do.
Conversation.
To be honest, yeah, I always look into their eyes, but I often see when I do, people tend to look away. They're not always comfortable with that.
No, that's true. Actually, yeah, sometimes that is true. Yeah,
and maybe that's because our gaze as artists is so observing.
Yeah,
as if you look through them.
Yeah, that's true. Or if you're looking into them, yeah. Mm-hmm. And people don't, even I get a bit funny if people are looking straight into my eyes, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, but I'm so interested in them. And if you can get an eye to just, they're so beautiful. And if you can get an eye to just shine, you know, then yeah. I think you've done your job.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I agree with you.
But they do gross people out, because my sister is grossed out by eyes, close-up eyes. So mm-hmm. I think it can have that effect too.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it when they start to sparkle, when you have them in a portrait, and
yeah,
wherever you go, they follow you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They keep following you. It is as if the person on that canvas comes to life.
Yeah.
And I had this with one of the commissions I had, an elderly man, and his daughter said that, she says, it's unbelievable. Everywhere I go, he looks at me.
And yeah.
Their son had the same. Like, oh my God, this is not real. But it is as if the eyes follow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's special.
It's very special, yeah. Yeah.
So I've painted a lot of eyes, big and small, and I feel like I might be done with them for now, but because I've painted these big eyes, now going into a portrait, I just feel like there's something just more special about it now, the way I paint them now, you know? So I don't know, it's all just learning, and it's all growing, isn't it?
And absolutely.
Just, it's a moment in time, I think, a painting. It's a moment in time, you can say. I was here then and now I'm here now, and I can appreciate that.
Yeah. But that's the love of the process, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And it has something with music too. One concert can be great and the next a little less, but you know what you've done and you know what was great.
Yeah.
And you move on.
Yeah, you have to just be pleased with it yourself, don't you? And I know it's hard now, because when you put stuff on social media, it's just, you want to get likes. You're like, why didn't people like this one? Why didn't they like that one? But you have to just forget that and just think, I really like that. That was really cool.
Yeah.
And then try and stay within that.
Yeah, social media is not really... it's never the one who tells you if you're a good artist or not. There's so much rubbish going on and floating by.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't bother. Yeah. I put there because I think I have something to say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So you just put it up there if you want. I mean, I don't, lots of people, they'll make a reel in a certain way or they'll do this and that, but you're not working for your art, are you? Just working for the algorithm, and I haven't got time for that.
No. There are so-called algorithm hacks, etc. But I don't care.
No, that's a good way to be as well, isn't it? Yeah. I like that. At one point, I was like, ugh. And then I thought, no, do you know what? No, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to do what I think
is
what
good.
I'm enjoying.
Exactly. Yeah, and then I come along and I pick you out and I say, hey, do you want to be on my podcast?
You did, I know. I don't know how that you found me, to be fair.
Well, I think the colours.
Just came up. The colours, yeah. Yes.
The colours. So, and the eyes, yeah.
Yeah. So when I was looking on your website, I noticed that you paint in bright colours. And I don't know if I saw a painting that wasn't in bright colours on your website. It was all so great and so bright. I was like, wow, it's just so nice to look at, you know. I love colors. Thank you.
Yeah, me too. But I think colors are very powerful. They have a vibration too.
Yeah.
And music has also a vibration. And so certain notes, like a G or a C, they have a color. A G is orange, for instance. So it's all related.
Yeah.
But you write also that you are mainly interested in flowers and portraits.
Yes.
Do the flowers and the portraits have something in common for you?
Yeah. I think I'd done eyes. I've been there, I've done that. And I was just like, almost like, felt like I was repeating myself. So I thought, no, I've done all I can here for a minute. And to me, it was an obvious choice. And I think a lot of portrait painters do paint flowers as well that I've seen. I think you think about petals, it's just, they're like skin.
Mm-hmm.
And the colours and, I mean, I obviously make the colours a little bit brighter than they are in real life, but that's because I love to do that. And I thought I can really turn it up with flowers as well. And I just wanted, I mean, really, I just wanted to do some beautiful paintings. And that was all I wanted to do. And I thought, well, I did it for myself. I thought, it's going to make me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to be involved in these colours. And I love mixing the colours and I love having all the paintbrush. And
you always work in oil?
Yeah, I do. I have used acrylics, but I think it's just like it's the drying of them. They just dry really fast, don't they? And I love to have, you know, the colours there, mix them up and it doesn't really work as well for me, no.
No, I have the same. Mm.
Are you the same with acrylics?
I don't like it.
No.
I've done some portraits in acrylics. But
no, is it the drying?
When I turn around, it's dry. No, I have a wet palette, but then so that works. But then still, I don't like, what I like in oil is that you get, especially when it dries, and the more it dries, the more depth it gets. It suddenly starts to speak. It becomes brighter. It becomes more beautiful every day it dries. Mm. And that to me is so much more rich than acrylics.
Yeah. It's just like, I think the layering them up as well. I'm going to say, I don't really do the same each time I do a painting, to be fair. Sometimes I won't. Sometimes I'll just do it in one layer. Sometimes I'll do it in five layers. Sometimes I'll paint the outline in acrylic to start with and then paint the painting on that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every time I do a painting, it's different each time. But it keeps interesting, you know.
But that is interesting. I have that too, even with oil. Yeah, I have. Now I did in the old master style. I started with the underpainting in grisaille.
Yeah.
And sometimes I do. I have the underdrawing, and then I start with the midtones to the lightest light, and then from the midtones to the darkest tones.
Yeah.
And then I add colors.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
But sometimes I bluntly start because I want to start.
Yeah. Yeah. I have sort of start with a plan, and I sort of think, okay, yeah, I'm going to, you know, prime the canvas, and then I'm going to start with the darks and then gradually go lighter, because I hear that's a thing. And I've done the darks, and then I'm like, well, no, I'm going to do my own thing now.
Yeah.
So I sort of get halfway, but I, you know, I'm
but
trying.
It is interesting. It is really interesting. If you have the gesso on your canvas enough, and you put a layer of raw umber, for instance, and then you start with you can sketch the outline, and then you start with the midtone to the whitest, and then to the darkest.
Yes,
it starts to live.
Yeah. I've never done it that way, so that might be how I do my next one. Start with a midtone.
Yeah.
And then what do you do after that? Go.
I decide. Sometimes I go for the midtones. I look all the midtones, and I go to the whitest.
Yeah.
And then from the midtones, I go to the darkest parts.
Oh, see, that's interesting. Yeah. So I've always started from dark to light, but that is interesting.
Yeah, because if you have the midtones, you can still go to the lightest light.
Yeah. It makes sense if you think about it, because you're here and you can go that way or that way instead of starting from here to here.
Exactly,
I like that idea.
It starts to live already.
Yeah.
And sometimes, no, I don't want to put color. Yes, of course you want to put color.
But are you starting in color with these midtones, or are you starting in like sort of a shade of a darker shade?
Or no, you go color straight away. So I never paint, unless I have a commission from someone. But then still, I mean, the portrait you saw on my website, the latest commission.
Yes.
Their shirts were completely different colors, but we discussed the shirts. We had also a lot of fun about it because they wanted something peacock. From the peacock feather.
Yeah.
So the sides of the canvas are green.
Okay.
And so then you have the beautiful blue that goes also to lighter blue.
Yeah.
And they each have a different color in what they wear, and so together it's a unit because peacock means unity.
Yeah.
And but we had to laugh so hard because if you find a peacock feather, it can have orange in it, but it can also have other shades in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I painted the skirt of Mark orange, and Shelf and Green had like, ugh, no, that's
no.
not it. That's
no.
not it. I'm not. No. And I mean, it's possible because they're close to each other.
Yeah.
It's a secondary with a tertiary, but yeah.
But it just didn't work. Yeah.
It just didn't work.
Yeah. So. That's the beauty of it, isn't it? Because this is why I love painting, because you can do a painting and then you can think, well, I'm going to change it. And then you can just change it completely.
And I love that about
art. Yeah, I love that, yeah. Sometimes they go a bit too far, though, for me. And have you thrown a painting away? Do you throw them away? Sometimes I'll throw them away.
No, I scrape it off.
Scrape it off, yeah.
I've reported here
take
that
it off the canvas, chuck it away.
Yeah, or I take, if it's not dried yet, I take a paper or something or a